This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, July 3rd, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Tucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by The Last Chance. Today is the day. Get your tickets for tomorrow, 250th birthday party for America at libertymountainusa.com. We are having a big party and you are invited. Vicky and I are going to pack up after the show and head down there, get our campsite all set up for tonight. Be there to work early tomorrow morning, getting everything ready for you guys. It's going to be a great event. You can still get your tickets online, libertymountainusa.com. Click on events. Go to Mark Farner's American Band event tomorrow, 4th of July. Tickets start at just $15. Kids are free. Come hear a great concert and be part of the show. Well, 12:15 and 12:30 this morning, final committee hearings were taking place toward hopefully hammering out the budget for 2027. Fiscal year 2027 budget to be voted on later today. House and Senate leadership hammered out a deal on 65 policy bills to go along with two omnibus spending bills, the omnibus spending bills for the general fund and the school aid fund. $75 billion to finish up fiscal year 2026, but it will not include a property tax cut or giving patients a break on medical debt. None of the 65 bills were particularly controversial, and several of them even had bipartisan and sometimes even bicameral support. The bills largely focused on common ground issues, redeveloping brownfields, a silver alert to help track down wayward seniors with memory issues, and housing policies. The most significant changes were ending the revolving door of legislators becoming lobbyists and putting a weighted funding formula into state law to help school districts to support a higher number of poor, special education, and English as a second language into state law. However, the logistics of the aforementioned legislation proved easier than being done. Drafting of the final budget bills is always a multi-hour operation. but pushing through policy bills took time on its own. The House teed up some legislation right before midnight, but didn't take a final vote on any of it. Late in the afternoon, State Representative Tom Coons had a medical issue that required a hospital visit. He was one of the conferees for the budget deal. In the Senate, five bills were passed in the afternoon, of which two were from the agreed Senate Bill 947. Other bills were taken up, and after midnight last night, this morning, they met to conference on the final budget deal. Justin Michael running for Congress in the next segment. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment, hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. He's a candidate, the longest running candidate, I believe, announcing his campaign last year, running for Congress in the first congressional district. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you, bud?
I'm good. Well, it is crunch time as we head into 4th of July tomorrow, 1 month from the August 4th primary. Absentee ballots have already been mailed out. Many people are voting already. What is your message to people that are looking at their absentee ballot? They haven't marked it yet. They're kind of thinking it over. Maybe they're hearing you for the first time on the radio today. What's your message to voters who are going to be voting here a month from tomorrow?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. The time's come for people to decide whether or not they want someone who says they're going to do work when they get to Washington, D.C., or whether they choose somebody who's been putting the work in for the last 18 months doing the work right now before they get to Washington. And I think that when you're looking at this election, you got to ask yourself a pretty simple question. Are you impressed by money? Do you want someone to buy your vote, sending you the propaganda in the mail, sending you the mailers and the flyers and trying to impress you by a ton of yard signs everywhere? Or do you want somebody who's out there working hard every day to earn your vote? And that's where we're at. I've put in 18 months, 90,000 miles. I'm currently on tour, day 12 of 36, going to every county, every city, every township, every village, trying to earn people's respect and earn their vote. And that's the difference between our campaign. Our campaign has always been about the people. We put people first every single day. We're in people's communities. We're having the difficult conversations with people to try to impact change. And I've been out there, like I said, 18 months. No one in this district is working harder to earn people's votes than I am. So, you know, you get to make that decision. And I'm not one that's going to tell you, vote for me, vote for me. I'm going to say, look at the body of work that we've put in. Look at where we started, where we are right now, the momentum that we're gaining. And ask yourself, do you want to get on the train of change, or do you want to continue with status quo? And there are a lot of people in this district who are sick and tired of the same thing over and over again. You can't continuously keep electing the same people and expect change to happen. We need better representation. We need someone who's here, who's from the district, who cares about the district because it's his home. And the only option on the Republican ticket for that is me.
Justin Michael for Congress.com is the website. Justin, there's been a development that I want you to explain to people, because I had somebody text me and they said, Randy, I'm not going to support, you know, the status quo. I want to shake up the first congressional district. So what's the name of the guy I should be voting for? And he mentioned the gentleman who just got into the race, like basically a month ago, that's been text messaging and has been sending out flyers, mailers. He's been running some TV ads. And I went, no, that's not the guy. The guy is Justin Michael for Congress.com. Check him out. That's the guy I'm voting for. You know, this last minute gimmicks, and I'm just going to throw one of them out there. You know, the Rural Living Affordability Act, you know, and he's coming up with this proposed plan that he's going to magically get passed in Washington. You know,
oh gosh, I know exactly what
you're
talking
about. You've heard
about
this plan, right?
Yeah, you're right. So essentially what you're talking about is he comes out and he puts out a commercial. If you live in a town that's under 60,000 people, you should be exempt from income tax.
Federal income tax.
The moment that I heard that, yeah, federal income tax. And the moment I heard that, I just chuckled. I'm like, so essentially, here you are coming from Detroit into our district, into a rural community, buying a home in a place, Boyne City. And you think what, you should be exempt from federal income tax because you've made money somewhere else and now you're going to exploit smaller towns where you can come in and use it as a tax haven? To me, that sounds like socialism. I'm just like, why would you? That's the dumbest thing ever. Your small towns are hurting right now because people are coming in from other areas and they're buying up these small towns. And they're either taking over and changing the local boards or getting on the local commissions, or they're coming in and buying all the real estate and making it unaffordable for people to live. So what, you're just going to promote people who are wealthy to come into smaller towns so they get a tax break?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. You hear this stuff, and just to think that you can go to Congress. Yeah. Like, you're just going to go there and you're just going to be like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Anytime a politician, I don't care what level they run at, anytime that a politician comes in where you have to work with other people to get things done, comes in and says, I'm going to do this, don't believe them. That's one of the things that we don't get into, at least I don't get into when I'm on the campaign trail. I'm like, I can only do what I can control, right? I can put more people in the district to help serve the constituents. I can build my office to be of integrity, and I can hold them to higher standards than anything that's ever been held up to date. Get people from the district that care about the district, that want to work in the district, and want to work hard for the people that they serve. Those are things that I can control. My work ethic, what I'm going to be doing for the district, in the district, to try to improve it at the level that I can. But I'm not ever going to tell anybody, when I get to Washington, D.C., I'm going to be doing this and that and this and everything's going to change, because that's not realistic. That's not how our government works, and that's not how life works. So any politician that's out there promising you the stars, you know, you got two sides of the story right now. You got, on the left, you got people saying everything's free. Free health care, free housing, free food, free gas, free toilet paper, whatever. Everything's free, and we're going to give it to you. And the left gets excited. And on the right, there are no plans. So people just say, Trump, Trump, and more Trump. So when you get to a point right now where you're just like, listen, the only thing we can control is what we're going to try to do. And my goal is to try to give the voice back to the people, because for once in our lifetime, can we please just have representation that actually wants to represent the people and not the agenda that's set forth by other people outside of the district? What is it that we need in this district? That's what I can control. I can go out, I can meet with people, we can sit down, we can build coalitions in our communities, and we can make it better. And that's what we're trying to focus on. That's what we're trying to do, because that's what we can control. All these other people out there saying that they're going to change the world and they're going to give you free everything, and you know, when I get there, I'm going to make it so every small town is a tax haven, that's all BS. I wouldn't even entertain it. Yeah.
Well, Justin, I have a very simple mathematical question. Mathematically, population-wise, are there more rural people in the country, not only in the first district, the state of Michigan, but is there more people in our population centers? I mean, look at Detroit. Look at Macomb and Oakland County. You know, you're looking at basically 3 million people. We have 10 million people in this state. And the rural areas are the ones that make up all the population. This guy is a complete economic idiot to even put this on his website, and just texted it to my phone 5 minutes ago as we started this interview.
Yeah, listen, I mean, when I started out, Randy, you know, I wrote the Disaster Relief Act. It's a three-page bill that gives some relief to people who experience natural weather phenomena that cause a substantial impact on their life, because we lived through the ice storm. We had another ice storm. We had floods. You know, we're probably going to have forest fires next year. I hate to say it, but that's just the reality for which we live. You know, these things are going to impact, but it's not just our district that matters. When you're at the federal level, you're thinking about the entire country. So you have hurricanes, you have wildfires, you have tornadoes. There's devastation everywhere. That's a bill that everyone can get on board with because it impacts people. Trying to say, oh, we're going to change the world by, I'm going to go in there and we're just going to make everything tax-free havens. It's like, have you driven around the district? There, we don't even have a – Traverse City might be the closest to its population at 60,000.
Sure.
So every town here is going to be a tax haven for people? It doesn't even make sense.
Right. Well, one question I have for you, Justin, that people need to understand – is somebody who's actually going to be engaged and then become an advocate, become a fighter for people who are having specific issues, problems in the first district. This is what your education and your PhD is all about.
Yeah, and listen, dialogue, it all starts with dialogue. I've been to 70 conflict countries. I've negotiated contracts in 113 different languages around the world. I specialize in bringing people together that don't like each other and trying to figure out a resolution that works for both people or all the parties involved. The only way that you do that is through buy-in, honesty and integrity in your negotiations and discussions, practicing in good faith, and wanting to have an outcome. And those are the things we're not talking about, discussing right now in Washington, D.C. We're not even talking about them at our local level. And so we've got to set the example. In our district, we can. We're not that far apart. Most of the, you drive around this district, people are struggling, people are hurting. 99% of the conversations that I have, Randy, with people, they're sad stories. But they want change and they want to make things better. And they're not asking for a lot. They're just asking for a chance. And if we get together with each other and we start having these discussions, we can start building from the ground up. We really can. We start focusing on our small towns again, revitalizing them, make people want to stay in our communities instead of exporting our children because they have no opportunities and no jobs. We can do it. We can. I know we can because I've been around the district 1,000 times in the last 18 months talking to people. I know it's possible because I've seen it happen. And I'm the only candidate on either side that has participated in any type of bipartisan conversation. I went to 11 forums that were controlled by Democrats, and I let them throw sticks and stones at me and do whatever they wanted to do, and I stood up for Republican values because that's what matters. I go into hostile territories, and I like having difficult conversations with people because that's where things happen. You're not going to be in echo chambers and get things done, not in this district and not in Washington, D.C. You've got to go in and say, listen, this is what we're going to do. These are the task conditions and standards that we're going to set, and we're going to do this with respect and dignity. And that's when conversations start. But it has to start with someone that's willing to be a leader. And I'm
Justin,
I've done it everywhere that I've been.
As we head into this last 30 days of the campaign, has there been any scheduled debates between you guys running for this seat on August 4th?
Absolutely not, Randy. There's no way that either one of them would. They would never debate me. I will destroy them. I'll make Jack Bergman look like Jack Biden, and I'll make Matthew Denotter look like Dumb Otter. It's over. They would not have a chance against me in a debate. And I'm not saying that to be arrogant or defensive. It's just there's no way. I've put too much time in this district. I've met with too many people. I've had too many difficult conversations, and I research every piece of legislation that's being put out at the state and federal level. There is no way that they could debate me and have any chance of winning a debate, and they won't show up. They refuse. It would be catastrophic for both of them, especially if it was televised. It'd be over.
Well, one of the things, just got a quick text message, said people are asking him about you. He sent him to the website, but also he asked if you could give out your campaign phone number if people have any questions or they want to talk to you. Would you mind sharing that number with the people?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's 989-889-4333. Again, it's 989-889-4333. Feel free to reach out. Call me. You got questions. People that send my campaign staffers, when they send those and say, hey, why should we vote for you? I call them on the phone. Legitimately call them on the phone. And they're like, whoa, you called? And the sad part is, Randy, and I'll end with this. People are reaching out to me all the time saying, I see your sign, you're running for Congress. I've tried to call the congressman 100 times. I don't get any answers. Can you help me? And you know what? I do. Every time. It doesn't matter if they're veterans, if they're looking, if they need something at the state rep position. I become friends with all these people. I reach out directly to the state reps and say, hey, we can help. And that's what we're doing, Randy. We're doing the congressman's job right now. And we're not even in Congress. And I can promise you this, no one's calling the other guy and saying, can you help me?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm going to give up their campaign phone number once again. You can call or text Justin, 989-889-4333. The website, justinmichaelforcongress.com. We'll talk to you next week, brother.